Good morning, everyone. It's about 11:30 on the 1st of May, Sunday the 1st of May, and I'm just going to do a quick audio boo review of Lost, because last night we finally finished watching the last episode of the 6th season. So, in other words, we've now seen every episode of every season since the show began, and it's been something of a marathon event, because I think the show's probably been going 10 years in total. I think it started in about 2000. And the first two seasons were shown on free-to-air terrestrial TV in the UK, on Channel 4, I think. And then Satellite Broadcasting, bought the rights. And we don't have Sky, so we weren't able to watch it as it was shown on air. Now, the first two seasons we really enjoyed and really got into it, which shows probably just how cunning Sky are in terms of seeing a good thing and making the most of it. And my hat goes off to them in that respect, even though I think what they charge for the service they provide isn't quite worth it, given that it's still very heavily ad supported. It means you get about 15 minutes of programs for every 5 minutes of adverts, or the other way around, whichever it is. Anyway, first two seasons really gripping, really enjoyed them, really didn't have an absolute clue what was going on. I think probably at this point the network also took on the idea that this was a great show and was going to take off, and probably commissioned more seasons than the writers ever had intended, because things started to go a little awry after that. We were lucky enough, a friend was given a season 3 box set on DVD, and they lent us that to watch, so we did duly watch that, and by the end of it, I was kind of like, not quite so sure now. Anyway, by this time we'd also got a Love Film subscription going, and we added the next season 4, I think, was only available at that time. I think by then they were only just shooting season 5 for real. And eventually it made its way to the top of a list. And I think we watched pretty much seasons 4 and 5 from Love Film back to back by then. And I have to say, what on earth was going on? I haven't got a clue. We had the guys who'd survived the plane crash, we had the others, we had the hostiles, we had, you know, Captain Caveman and everything going on, and I just completely kind of lost it and really didn't understand what was going on. So by the time we got to season 6, it's a bit like, I'm not sure I want to watch this now. There was something in the back of my head saying, no, you really need to know how this ends. You've really got to see how all this chaos gets tied up together. I think, you know, there were other things going on. As I say, I think the studios commissioned probably more seasons than had originally been intended. The writer's strike happened in the middle of it, and I can't remember whether it was season 4 or season 5 was about half the length it should have been. So it was kind of thrown in there, really, and didn't make a great deal of sense. But as I say, we finished season 6 last night. I have to say, I'm still not quite sure what was going on. It seems that basically everybody died in the end, or everybody was dead. And that was kind of the cop-out and the sort of two parallel stories that have been running for a season or so. Did tie together, but yeah, as I say, there was a bit of a cop-out. It wasn't really explained about the power of the island, I don't think. And there were a lot of things that I don't think were resolved from when it first started. Either because they probably weren't any important anymore, or just because they'd written themselves into a certain direction and that was the way they were going. And, you know, to kind of get themselves back from that would have probably required about another 6 seasons to do. So anyway, I have to say, I enjoyed seasons 1 and 2. I enjoyed season 3, sort of. 4 and 5 really did my head in. And season 6 was the last two discs weren't too bad, but the first three were pretty dire, even though there was an element of trying to do some of the backstory and explain how various factions got on the island and things like that in those discs. But in the end, kind of semi-satisfied, I guess. Maybe semi-satisfied from the fact that I've actually managed to get through the whole six seasons and get to the end. But there were some things in there that I think, you know, didn't need to be in there. A bit of a waste of time, couldn't see the point too. But there you go. 1 to 6 seasons of Lost, finally watched from start to finish. Speak to you soon. Take care.